Hey y'all, Brother Gary, Hands Cross Borders Devotional, and we are continuing our walk through the Gospel of John. We're in John chapter 12. We're looking for our thought today. And John chapter 12, verse 31, we have now, it says, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. And so Jesus is very plainly telling how he's going to die. How's he going to die? They're going to lift him up on that cross. They're going to kill him. He's going to suffer a horrible death. But why is he allowing this to happen? Because of the judgment of the world. He's going to pay the price for the sins of the world, right? And as a result, he is going to conquer Satan, the prince of this world. So oftentimes I hear people say, boy, you know, this world is getting worse and worse. It's been horrible since the fall of man. Let's just be honest about it. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light. The only difference between now and before is people were hiding their sin. Now it's just out in the open and nobody cares, because it's just darkness is ruling and reigning, right? And that's why it tells us in Matthew, when he returns, shall he find faith on the earth, right? Because it's going to get worse before it gets better. But anyways, Jesus has gone to the cross. He has conquered Satan. And he's very plainly telling them, according to verse 33, this is how I'm going to die. He wasn't hiding anything. He didn't do it in the corner. He did it out in the open. And here's what he tells you and I. Here's the thought for you and I today. It's in verse 32. If I be lifted up from the earth, he shall draw all men unto him, right? I'm paraphrasing. So the very first thing is this. When you and I live our lives, so oftentimes we go into church and it's more of we're pushing the organization than we are Christ. We're not careful, we get so caught up in the work of the Lord, we forget about the Lord of the work. And so the first number one key is in yours and my life, in whatever you're doing, is to lift Christ up. Why? Because it's by his grace we're saved, and it's by his grace we continue to live for him, and it's by his grace you and I will be in heaven one day. And so you and I are not that great of people. If we were, we could save ourselves, we could keep ourselves, we could do all these things. But the I is not to talk about me or ourselves, it's to lift up Christ. The person is Jesus Christ, not an organization. The process we're to talk about is the lifting up. What is that? How he died for the world. And then the pull we see, he'll draw all men. So if you and I will focus our life on lifting up Christ. Someone comes, says, man, I'm having a really hard time. Well, I know somebody can help you. Well, I grew up this, or I grew up that denomination, or all of these different things. Well, great. Let me introduce you what Christ did. It wasn't your denomination. It wasn't your church. It was Christ. This is the process here. He was lifted up. He bore our sins. He died. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And you know what that will do? That's a draw. He said, I'll draw all men. And they'll get to one side of the cross or the other like the two thieves, won't they? So the key is for you and I, this is a short one this morning, is to lift up Christ. And I want to ask you this morning, as you reflect in your mind about the different areas of your life, who are you lifting up? Are you lifting up yourself? Are you lifting up your organization? Are you lifting up your dreams and your goals? Or are you lifting up the one who paid the price that you and I could not pay, the Lord Jesus Christ? May he bless you.